pasuk Kiteitei v'Milchama Loivecha, the pasuk Milchama, the pasuk Tashoach. So we know the psukim that he finds a woman and he wants to marry her, and he ends up marrying her, and Rashi says nothing good comes of it. One thing leads to the other. Eventually, he's going to marry her, and then he's going to come to hate her. That's the next parsha in the Torah of Ahuva Usnua, and then they'll end up having a Ben Sora Mora. So it's that's a good thing. Then it says Uboxa Sabia Vesima Yomim. And she converts, she cries over her past, she has to convert, etc. So there's a famous comment in the Zohar HaKadosh. Famous comment in the Zohar HaKadosh is Ubotsa is Aviyah that's Ima Yerach Yomim Dahi Yarka De'el. That this month of crying, of Boksa, Saviyah, Ve'etima, Yerach Yomim, is the month of El. The base solid Moshe Latura. It's the month that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. So the Nivei Rachamim, the Davin for Tamikut Shabrichu, beginning Shtabach Yisrael, that Hashem should forgive them for the Chet HaEgel. So Vasa Taviyah Vesima Yerach Yomim is the cry of tshuva, of Elul. That Moshe Rabbeinu was crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel. And this idea is quoted as well in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael of the Koshnitz Magid. And the way all the Hasidic Svarim Darshan, the Tzukim of Ketzei Feinu Mokoma Avecha is Vuremez Shamar Miki Iker Mokoma Nemra on Rosh Hashanah the Iker Mokoma is Rosh Hashanah Tzorech Larech Krav Mokoma Mietzahara, that the Mokoma, in other words, besides the literal translation, the figurative translation is an internal struggle with the Yetzahara. And then he quotes, that's in the next town two, Ubachas Aviv Vesima Riach Ramim, Nahinu Kol Kodesh Elo, Tzarech Livkos Al Avonoso. In other words, besides the literal translation, that there's a real Melchemes Rishus going on, but it's referring also to an internal struggle that a person has with his Yetzirah. And the month of Elul is the time that he's trying to do tshuva for his Yetzirah, for what the Yetzirah caused him to do. So the yisod that I'd like to develop in this year today is the following. That basically the whole strength of Yetzirah comes from one Nakuda. And that is short-sightedness. So the person is short-sighted. He looks just now. Now I have a taiva. I want to, give in to the taiva. So I violate an aveira. But if a person would look in, not be so short-sighted and understand what this could bring to him. So then, if he would look in the future, and we'll see how different people write this, if he would look into the future and see what could come, what are the results, as we'll see the Belzer Rebbe writes, what are the results of what could happen from such an Avera, he would never want to do it in the first place. It's just, but he can't, he's short-sighted, so he just looks, how does it look now? Now it looks good. He has a woman that he wants to be with. He has some piece of meat that's not kosher. He has and he's just short-sighted. So therefore he gives into the Yetzirah. The Yisod of fighting Yetzirah is to stop for a second and realize the consequences of your actions and the results of your actions. And if you'll think of what it'll lead to, you'll say, I have to take control, because, yeah, I want this thing now, but I don't want what's going to come out of it. And that's the Yisod. And it says here, it quotes here from page 6, the Belzer Rebbe says, on the third paragraph, the Yishlomar, the Hektim Mepharish, Rosh Hashanah, Havei Ratzel Mitzvah Kalo Borech Min Haveira. So the Belzer Rebbe has a beautiful shot in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says you should run to a mitzvah and you should run away from an avera. So mitzvah goreres mitzvah, avera goreres avera. So he says a beautiful insight. It's a very passionate insight in this Mishnah. He says, what is this Mishnah telling me? This Mishnah is telling me, Haynu shatana miyayit l'odom shehu omeh lifnei nisayon. A person has a nisayon and he has a yetzahara to do something. So it's very hard. So how does he control it? By realizing that avera goreres avera, that this avera is going to cause something else. Now that something else, you don't have a tie before now. It's not in front of you. The first avera you have, that's in front of you now. So if the first avera that you have in front of you, that's all you think about, you're going to give in. But if you realize that the first avera is going to cause something else, and cause something else, and you keep that in mind, and that you don't have a Yetzer for right now, so that could help prevent. And that's what Rashi says, our whole idea of Lo Dibra Torah El Kenegad Yetzer Hara, meaning that the Torah wants to combat your Yetzer Hara. So what's the idea? If you realize that if you marry Eishes Yifas Torah, so if somebody would ask you, would you want to have a kid that's a Ben Sora Mora? You say, of course not. Such admas nefesh. So if you'll realize that if you marry the Yifas Torah, that's ultimately what's going to happen, so you won't do it. You'll be strong because you don't want to have that result. But if you're not thinking of the result, if you're a person who just thinks about, you know, the now, then you're going to have a problem. Oh. So I was thinking of this idea, a beautiful yisod. So that's what Elul is. Bachsav via vima yerach yomim, that you cry because you were short-sighted. In other words, you gave into the Yetzirah because you didn't realize what's all the totzos. So I want to show you a beautiful idea now about Melchama in Chodesh Elul. So says the Medrash, page 7. We know that there was Milchama Sichon. When was it? The Torah doesn't say exactly when it was. The Medrash says it was at El. How do we know that? So in the Medrash Mavur, he explains the following. Because where is Milchama Sichon? That's the Parshas Chukas. So that comes right after Aaron died. Now Aaron died in the fifth month, Rosh Chodesh Av. That's the only Yortzeit that's written in Chumash. Is the death of Aaron. And then it says they mourned for Aaron 30 days. And then it has the Melchama Elul of Sichon. So you see that it must have been in Sichon. The Melchama Sichon was in Elul. So what's the point? So what happened? So the Torah says in Parsha Kukas, page 8, the Akei Yisrael Ficharim, they conquered Sichon. And what did they conquer? Page 8, Pasuk Chaf Hey. They conquered the city of Cheshbon. So Cheshbon was the city of that belonged to Sichon, and Klal Yisrael conquered that city. So then, Al Ken Yomar Moshlin Bo Cheshvan. So the Moshlin, the poets, Bilam, whatever, said Bo Cheshvan Kibona Visikon Nir Sichon. Which Rashi explains the following. We know who is Cheshbon. Cheshbon was the city of Sichon. But originally, Cheshbon was what? The city of Moab. The city of Moab. Then Sichon captured Cheshbon from Moab, and then Klal Yisrael in turn captured it from Sichon. That's the sequence of events. That Cheshbon was the name of the city of Moab. It was conquered by Lot. It was Moab city conquered by Sichon, and then Klal Yisrael conquered it there. In fact, the Gemara in Gittin on page 12 has a famous line. Amar Akapa, Amon Umoav Tiharu B'Sichon. The famous line is that Amon Umoav Tiharu B'Sichon moves like this. That Klal Yisrael are not allowed to start up with Moab. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Right? Al Tagarbor, Al Tarkambor, pasuk. That Klal is a pasuk in Chumash. Klal Yisrael is not allowed to start up with. So Cheshbon was not allowed to be conquered by Klal Yisrael because it belonged to Moab. But once Sichon conquered it from Moab, so now they purified it, so to speak. Now Klal Yisrael can conquer it. It was no longer belongs to what? To Moab. It belongs to Sichon. There's no Isser in starting up with Sichon. There's only an Isser starting up with Moab. And that's what the pasuk says. Al Ken Yomar Moshe Bo Cheshbon that Ibonu V'Sichon Nir Sichon. That the milchama of Sichon and Moab was Sichon got it from Moab, and then Klal Yisrael got it from Moab. So there is an interesting Gemara in Bava Basra on page 10, Ayin Ches on the base. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachman Amar Rav Yochanan Mai Basi Volkein Yomar Moshlim V'Gomer HaMoshlim Evo HaMoshlim B'Yitzram. Moshlim literally means like the poets. Here the Gemara is darshing Moshlim means Moshlim B'Yitzram. Bo Cheshbon Bo U'Nechashev Cheshbonu Shel Olam. So the Gemara is making an unbelievable drasha. The Cheshbon just means the city of Cheshbon. So the Gemara is saying Cheshbon means a Cheshbon HaNefesh. What's a Cheshbon HaNefesh? Hefsed mitzvah keneged schara, schara veir keneged hefsed. Where the person is about to do a mitzvah. He has to buy a mezuzah. It costs money, so he feels bad. It costs money, he doesn't want to do it. But if he'll realize that the schar he'll ultimately get, so he'll do it. If he just looks now at it, he feels he's losing money. So, in other words, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos is saying, if you have a mitzvah in front of you, it's difficult to look at the future, what it's going to bring. Or the opposite, if you have an Aveira, Schar Aveira Keneged Hafseda. If you have an Aveira that looks pleasing and good to do in front of you, and you want to do it, but look at the Hafseda that's going to come as a result of it. So you have to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. So the question Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan asked is, what does this have to do with the Pshuto Shel Mikra? You know, maybe it has to do with the Mochama, Sichon, and Moab. What does that have to do with making a Cheshbon HaNefesh? What does one thing have to do with the other? So Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan said a word, and it's quoted here in the, somewhere it's in the Lev Eliyahu, but I couldn't find exactly. It's here, it's in the Yafid Lekach Tov quotes. It's quoted in many different Sfarim. It says a beautiful idea. He says like this. He says, what Pshuto Shel Mikra is talking about when Moab, when Sichon conquered Cheshbon from Moab. And then the Gemara is darshaning about Cheshbon HaNefesh of the future. So he says, beautiful. When Sichon conquered Moab, the Stumma, they were very happy. They got a lot of land. But that was their downfall, because now it's able for Klal Yisrael to take it away, because beforehand it was untouchable, because it was belonged to Moab. Klal Yisrael is not allowed to start up with Moab. So Sichon, if Sichon would have known that, would have realized that if they conquer it, not Klal Yisrael, who's stronger than them, was going to take it away, they wouldn't have done it in the first place. But they were short-sighted. They didn't think about the cheshbon of what's going to be in the future. They just looked by Sher Shav. We're able to start up with Moab. We're stronger than Moab. We'll beat Moab. We'll get the land. But if they would have been, wouldn't have been short-sighted, they would have seen that what? That's their downfall. Because now, Klal Yisrael could just take it away from them. If they would have known like that, they wouldn't have waged war to get it in the first place. If they know as soon as they get it, it's going to be taken away from them. So the whole concept of the Milchama of Sichon is the whole idea of being short-sighted, of this idea of just looking the way it is now and not looking into the future. So now I said it fits in very well that this, the Milchama, was in Elul. Because Elul is the time where we're learning the lesson not to be short-sighted. Elul now is the time when Klal Yisrael takes it away from Sichon. It teaches you that lesson. And that's Kiseisei L'Milchama, that if you want to fight the Yetzirah, you can't be short-sighted. You have to realize that you get your fast color, you're going to end up with a Ben Sora Mora. And that's all in Elul. And I always like to tie this in. Oh, I didn't Xerox it, but you'll take a look at the Sifrei in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. Re'eh Enochi Nosin Lefnechem Hayom Bracho Klola. So the Sifrei gives a mashal. The mashal is there are two paths. So one path is a very smooth path, and one path is a very thorny path. And you have a guy directing traffic, and he's telling everyone to go into the thorny path. So people can't understand. You're directing traffic. Why are you telling everyone to go to the thorny path? This path is smooth. Why are you telling everyone to go into the thorny path? So the guy explains, you know, this path is thorny, but that's only for the first 2 miles. The rest is very smooth. This path is smooth, that's only for the rest 2 miles, for the first 2 miles. The rest is going to be very thorny. So that's the idea. If sometimes you have to make a decision and you're short-sighted, it's not productive. You have to sometimes see the long shot. And I'll tell you your soul. This is a very important soul. Some of what's said over. And this is about dating. All different things about dating. So a big yisod about dating. I'll tell you a big yisod that someone once said. He says, this is a yisod. Yisod is like this. Somebody once said the following phrase, that some people are very good daters, but you wouldn't want to be married to them. Meaning some people, you can go out with them and you'll have the greatest time in the world. They have the greatest time, but they're not necessarily stable people, and they don't necessarily, but for the 2 hours you'll be with them, you'll have a blast. But they don't necessarily share your values, and they don't necessarily share, and they're not necessarily stable people, and this, and you wouldn't want to be married to them. So some people, they don't have foresight. They just look at it now. I have a great time. I spent 2 hours. I have a blast. This other person is, well, I have a good time, but it's not a blast. But this person is much more stable, much more. So if you're short-sighted, you just look at it the way it is now. And you don't realize that marriage is a long-time thing of commitment, of stability, of values. It's not just about spending 2 hours, having a good time. Of course, you have to enjoy each other's company. But sometimes people are very short-sighted and just look at the hova and not the osiv. And Elul is the time where we have to understand things in a more global perspective. And it's interesting that you see, Rabbi, this idea of Sichon and Og is very big in the Hasidic, especially in the Bnei Yisofcha. And Rabbi Brazil, in the Sefer, he wrote a tremendous Sefer from Shmuel Brazil, from Shai Yashuv. He wrote a very nice Sefer on Elul. So he has a chapter there on Sichon and Og. Because the Bnei Yisofcha says and the way he quotes it in the Sefer, that basically Sichon v'Og were like the two shomrim on Eretz Yisrael, not to let Kedusha go in. Whereas the way they, the Sfarim write it, it's just like the concept of a mezuzah on the Pesach. So these Sichon v'Og were like the mezuzah of Tumah. Because there was normally one Kedusha to come in. And it's only after Sichon and Og are defeated that you could, you know, go into Eretz Yisrael. And based on the idea we're saying now, is a lot of people have impediments of, in life about progressing, about who to marry and different things. But if you could be learn the idea of not being short-sighted, sometimes, you know, looks is something that's a big thing in Shiduchim, and it's important. You should be attracted to the person you marry. But sometimes people put so much emphasis on that, and then they forget about everything else. So that's being very short-sighted. And it's interesting that the B'nai Yisrael points out that the two times in Chumash Devarim, it says like this, Eila ha-dvarim asher dibir Moshe al kol Yisrael. Right? And in other words, he tells them, he explains the Torah. But when? Page 20. Acharei hakoso sichon melech ha-amor. In other words, the Torah can only seep in only if you got rid of the sichon mentality. And then in Vaschanan, what does it say? Vaschanan al Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, page 21, wants a daven to go into Eretz Yisrael. So what does he say to him? Hashem Elokim atachi los al arosh, that's the Avdecho. Yeah. Be'esahi. When does he say Be'esahi? Page 21. When is Be'esahi? What does Rashi say? Ba'achar shekiv shu Eretz Yichon v'om. What's the idea? Because, so the way the B'nai Yisoskar explains in the Agra de Kala, the beautiful Agra de Kala. Woo! Beautiful Agra de Kala. Agra de Kala says that why is Moshe Rabbeinu thought after his tefillah? So the Poshet Rashi explains is because Sichon V'Og was like part of Eretz Yisrael. So once he got into Sichon V'Og, he thought now he can get into the rest of the land. But the Agra de Kala explains in a different way. He says Moshe tefillah goes through Eretz Yisrael. All our tefillahs go through Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim up to Shara Shemayim. But Sichon V'Og are the impediments of letting anything get into Eretz Yisrael. So after Sichon V'Og Nofel, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, now's the time to daven, because the impediments are gone. And yet he still wasn't answered. But that was what Moshe Rabbeinu, V'eschan al Shem v'eisahi, only after Sichon V'Og. Only after, and the idea is, and then he's in the footnote here, he says a beautiful idea from other Sfarim, from the B'nai Yisoskar, and the V'kach, that, you know, davening, first he discusses the idea of davening b'makom kavua. What's the idea of davening b'makom kavua? Is because the path is already, you know, all the impediments are already gone. So the tefillah could, and that's in the Hasidic Sfarim, they all write this. That why do we say Pesukei de Zimra before davening? Because Zomer is what? Is the prune. You prune a tree, you cut. So when you say Pesukei de Zimra, that cuts away all the barriers, all the thorns, and now it could. Oh, so that's what the Agra de Kala, but the point being, Rabosai, that the beginning of Elul is that, and the beginning of Tshuva is understanding this Nakuda, not to be short-sighted, to understand life and to understand in a broader perspective. Don't say, okay, in other words, I'm making a decision now. It's good now, but I don't know if it's going to really be good in, you know, 10 years from now, or I don't know if it's going to be, look, no one can know for sure, but in other words, you make, especially when you make long-term decisions like your career, your wife, things like that, that are very long-term, so you can't be short-sighted. You have to understand that if, you know, certain values are things that are long-term, and certain things are are short-term, and you shouldn't get duped into looking just at the short-term and not at the long-term. And that's what we learn from the Sichon V'Og. The Sichon looks only at the short-term. We're going to win Cheshbon? Great! Gevaldik, we're going to beat up Moab, we're going to win Cheshbon, and we're going to be great. But they don't look that, yeah, the next day, Klal Yisrael now could take it away from you. They didn't think of that. Bo Cheshbon. And you know what, Rabbi Osteen? I'll tell you a beautiful yisod here. a beautiful chayada. What's the end of the Yom Narayim? Yom Narayim ends with what? Sukkos. We know the Zohar Hoshana Rabbah is the Gemar Sukkos. So look at this chayada. Okay, it's really a rokeach. That's in chayada, page 25. It says Sukkos teishu shivas yomim. Ki basukos hashavtis bnei Yisrael. Tchila basukos chasa. Kam basukos hashavtim siv malim. So what's the sukkos plural? Because there are two sukkos. One was the Anoni HaKavod, and one was the sukkos mamish. What were the sukkos mamish? Yishosh HaTzor HaYorot M'lachemes Tifon V'Om. That the whole idea of sukkos is to remind ourselves of the Mechab of Sichon V'Om. Wow. So now, put it all together. In other words, the whole idea of sukkos is the Gemara Tshuva means that now we learned the lesson. We learned the lesson of short-sightedness. We learned the lesson of only looking the way it is now, not understanding things. And we learned that lesson, then we celebrate Sukkos. And then I thought of another idea that the Hasidic, the Vilna Gaon writes that the two mitzvahs you do with your whole body are Eretz Yisrael and Sukkah. So, but the Hasidic farm say more, that when you go into the Sukkah, that mamish has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Sukkah has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Sukkah is connected, the Belzer Rebbe said, Sukkah is connected Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu was the only person who what? Eretz Yisrael came to him. He was going, and then the Kfisa Sederach was that the Beis HaMikdash came to him, not that he got there. So he was the only one who was Zocha to have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael even in the Chutz La'aretz. And that's what a Sukkah is. That's why Sukkah, and after Sukkah, the Sukkah is connected Yaakov Avinu. And to get into Eretz Yisrael, you have to what? You have to block out. You have to destroy Sichon V'Og. Then you can get into Eretz Yisrael. So the Geula is only going to happen if people have this mindset of what? Of making decisions for the future. Not just being simplistic and saying what's good, in a very simplistic way. But understanding is this a person that I can build a long-term relationship with, who's going to have the values that I have, or is it just a person that we could eat ice cream together and have a good time for 3 hours? But basically, we don't have that commonality and that common purpose and goals, etc. And that's about your own lives, it's about tshuva, it's about everything. All comes, he says, say on Mechama, Mechemes Yetzer, and the Mechama of, even though it's not referring to the Mechama Sichon V'Og, but it's referring to Mechemes Yetzer, it's referring to Elul, and the Mechemes Sichon V'Og was in Elul, and that's the message of Elul, and then it culminates in Sukkos, Masukkos Hoshavti, where we go into the Sukkos to remind ourselves of what? Of the Mechemes Sichon V'Og, because that was the Mechemes Sichon V'Og was all about. Shabbat. I have to leave now, Rabbos. I have Shabbat. Shabbat.
Shabbat.